Carol Scholes is the mother of three children with severe disabilities. Two have passed away, and the surviving child, Valerie, is 31 years old. Over the years, the Scholes family has gone to a lot of appointments with medical specialists, far from their home in Independence, a tiny community in the Uinta Basin.
It's 3 hours out and 3 hours back in whatever time that we're in the doctor's office. But because of her pressure sores issues, she can't sit that long. So we have to check into a motel room, and so I have to take everything with me. Everything. It's very wearing.
Whether it's to a medical appointment or a family visit, there's always some gear involved.
My little van's loaded. I feel like I pack for a week. I always need to take oxygen just in case. We take diapers, well, briefs. We take Chuck's pads. We take medicines, a lot of medicines. We take their oximeters. We take their feeding machines. It's all lifting. Valerie probably weighs 115 pounds.
Good morning.
If Carol lived in a city, she might bring Valerie on a bus that could transport wheelchairs. But her ranch house is a long way from a bus stop.
There's a great need for both seniors and people with disabilities who can't access transportation.
That's Ryan Taylor, who serves as co-vice president on the Utah Urban Rural Specialized Transportation Association, or URSTA. The statewide organization works to meet specialized transportation needs.
Utah is unique in that we don't have a dedicated state funding stream for specialized transportation.
But he recently learned that starting in January 2019, funding from the Utah Division of Aging and Adult Services will allow people to arrange for drivers on their own. URSTA applied for the program's funding. It will run as a one-year pilot.
Down in southeastern Utah, down near in Washington County near St. George, Emory County, Uinta Basin, and up in Bear River area, we will all in 2019 be doing demonstration projects where essentially there's funding there for individuals to go out and to find their own driver. It could be a neighbor or a friend. We'll drive them to their medical visit, to the doctor or to the pharmacy to get a prescription. And that person gets a really modest reimbursement for those trips that they make.
I can see that other people who might not have that support group, if they did need to hire someone, that would be a wonderful thing.
Connie Pearson lives in Lewiston, Utah. She found out how critical transportation can be when she started dialysis in Logan. Her family had a van that would carry her scooter. The problem was finding a driver.
Somehow I had to get to dialysis and back, and I wasn't able to drive to get back on my scooter. So we called around, found out if we were to rent something that would take my scooter, it would be $200 a day. And that just wouldn't work for our budget. We looked into using the cash transit and found out that it goes down to the Lewiston Library, which is about 2 miles from us. But getting me from my home to the Lewiston Library didn't work for me. Finally, Carl just had to work with his boss and see if he could get off work to come from Smithfield, where he works, out here to get me. Take me into Logan, go back to work, and then when he got off work, come and get me and bring me back home. He retired this summer, and now he's free to take me.
Really, I think the greatest needs are in rural Cache and rural Box Elder County.
Zach Covington is a senior regional planner with the Bear River Association of Governments. He helps administer public transportation in northern Utah.
The Senior Center in Tremont does what they can. They've got some great staff, and they've got some vehicles, but the funding just isn't there to go beyond their scope as a senior center. So bringing people into the hospital or taking them back, they've had a lot of requests for that. They just don't have the funding and the staff to do that. So it's a real issue.
Zach and Ryan both say the voucher program should help ease the transportation struggles of some patients, though it won't solve everything.
For individuals who utilize a wheelchair or mobility device that they can't transfer to a car, that's a really difficult situation. And this really only addresses the folks that can get a ride from someone else. But that's definitely a gap that eventually we want to try and add more resources to that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. This is Jolynn Lyon reporting from the Uinta Basin in Lewiston for Utah Public Radio.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.